This is KUT. Ride-hailing companies Uber and Lyft have shut down Austin operations this morning. The shutdown comes after voters in the city defeated Proposition 1 on Saturday. Drivers for the ride-hailing companies that remain will now be required to undergo fingerprint-based background checks. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, the results surprised some.
Roughly 24 Lyft and Uber drivers gathered at an East Austin bar Saturday to watch the election results. I found Dana Lillard, who drives full-time for both Uber and Lyft.
Anywhere from 30 to 40 hours a week, but I make a full-time wage doing that, and it pays all my bills, so I can't really complain.
But by 8 p.m. that night, there was something to complain about. Early votes were in, and it looked like Proposition 1 would fail. For those in need of some reminding, the prop would have undone a city ordinance requiring fingerprint-based background checks for ride-hailing drivers. Companies instead wanted to operate under rules similar to those passed by the previous council, and which the companies had been operating under for most of their time in Austin. I asked Lillard to describe the mood among drivers.
A little nervous, very kind of somber with those early voting numbers, very deflated. We have a huge margin to make up, and we're really hoping people that came out today and came out, you know, the 32,000 voters that came out today are really on our side.
Turns out they weren't. Around 9, with nearly all the votes counted, victory speeches began across town at a watch party for the campaign against Prop 1. Former city council member Laura Morrison took the stage.
In our city, our safety is not for sale, not even for $10 million.
It was a favorite mantra for those opposed to Prop 1. Austin will not allow companies to buy local regulations. Morrison said Austin's soul was, quote, alive and well. But back in East Austin, as Prop 1 was officially defeated, Uber and Lyft driver Lillard felt that the opposite was true. What are you feeling right now? What are your emotions?
Very disappointed. They're completely killing like what would be considered the American dream, to be able to run your own business and make your own hours. They've killed it. You know, they've made it impossible here.
In statements emailed Saturday night, both Uber and Lyft reiterated plans to leave Monday. But the companies also stated a willingness to negotiate with city officials. Lyft, for example, called its Austin shutdown a pause. Mayor Steve Adler has invited the companies to the table and says he wants to find a way to keep them here. Or in this case, come back. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.